This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to hour number four of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here on my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. From my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, along with all those people helping in the coronavirus effort to keep America free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and to the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks out there working the oil fields around the country and around the world, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Click on the little like button there, get in the chat room, and you can converse just like a whole bunch of people have been doing all night long. All right, joining us right now from the great state of Michigan, where he's loving every minute of that governor up there, Ron Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and the jokes are good. Keep getting better.
I know, but the joke is on whoever the hell's living in Michigan's allowing this woman to get away with this. But we'll talk about that when we come back. You ready for the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize on this National Day of Prayer the two words under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, the Michigan legislature has sued to block Governor Whitmer's virus orders as being unenforceable, because she actually turned around, and I believe it's as of today it goes into effect, extended your emergency.
Yes, she did. Every time there was a protest against her draconian methods, she turned around and said, well, I'm going to extend it. She's doing this without the approval of the legislature and just going half-cocked on her own. So I agree with the legislature, and I hope that they're successful in being able to slap some of this stuff back, because what's going to happen is that Michigan will die economically. You have Indiana and Ohio both gradually opening up their economies, which were already doing better than Michigan anyway. And she just puts the state, in a straitjacket economically. And it's not good. And she's stomping on our rights. She doesn't want people to cut their grass. She doesn't want families to travel together in automobiles. The woman's crazy.
Well, and you got to wonder what created all of this. I mean, are you still trying to recall her?
I haven't seen one of those petitions yet. They say that they're going around, and I don't think they're on legal paper or whatever anyway. So it's like an exercise in futility as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Now, we do know that Massachusetts, by the way, today has instituted a statewide public mask order. Anybody going anywhere outside needs to be wearing a mask.
Captain, that's one of the dumbest things you can force people to do for long periods of time. We're not plants. When you wear a mask, you're sucking in your own carbon monoxide over and over and over again, and you're harming yourself, and you're making yourself more vulnerable to diseases, period. And any decent doctor should be stepping up and speaking out against this, because you're bringing more harm and you're going to make the population more sick. If
well,
you're stupid enough to go along with that.
70% of the air around you gets sucked in through the mask. It does not take care of you totally. 70% of the air around you gets sucked in through the mask. And if you've got breathing problems and you're wearing a mask, your breathing problems have just been complicated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And for the elderly, and if you have asthma or emphysema, you're killing people. It's a death sentence as far as I'm concerned.
Now, the other thing, and of course you're up there where a lot of different things are going on financially. The airlines, of course, are airports are all in trouble, and they want money. They want $10 billion, and that may be just the tip of the iceberg. Don't know if they're going to get it. Now, have you had any problems up there with the unemployment? Have your computers acted up the way they have around the country and other places?
Computers?
Yeah.
No. But unemployment, of course, is a big problem. I mean, everyone... Well, is affected by that indirectly.
They had so many applications for unemployment down here that it's several times it's actually crashed the computer system, and they've had to go back in and revamp it or re-up it or do something, whatever it is they do to computers, not once but twice so far.
The only thing that will help out this unemployment situation is these governors allowing the economies to open back up and gradually build things back up economically. You guys have been doing it pretty much the right way. You guys in Florida, Greg Abbott in Texas, to a certain degree, Ohio's governor. I mean, it depends on where the states are and how ill-affected the employment situation is or will remain.
Yep, and we're going to take a break right now. And when we come back, more with Ron Edwards. And by the way, when we come back after the Edwards Notebook and all that good stuff, we want to talk about Texas and what's going on in Texas. There's going to be a major, major legal battle today that's going to wear its way out through the Attorney General, the State Supreme Court, and this judge in the Dallas area. And wait till I tell you about him and the background on this guy, Judge Moyer, M-O-Y-E, Moyer. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're...
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Getting ready to come back with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And while I'm waiting for this little window to open here, I think it's going to do it right now, though. Maybe. Here we go.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook radio commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you. You can always tell the heart of a man by the final decisions he makes after being wrongfully treated. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. We all know about the hell that brutish Democrats unleashed upon Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones because he exercised his unalienable right to support President Donald Trump. At first, after Representative Jones dared to appreciate the positive aspects of the U.S. economy upon the black American community due to tax cuts and a reduction in regulations, Representative Jones was ready to fold up his tent and quit his elected position. But after a bit of thought, Representative Jones explained that Democrats used and abused folks in his community for far too long, taking our votes for granted. He also stated that black Americans are waking up. An uprising is near, he announced, in his support for President Trump. Representative Jones added, quote, I didn't leave the Democrat Party. The party left me. And I will not allow the Democrats to bully me into submission. I will not let them win. Thank you, Representative Vernon Jones of Georgia, for displaying the heart of an eagle that rises above the fray and the little chickens, and not allowing the leftist bullies to intimidate you. Let liberty prevail. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And by the way, before I go back to Ron Edwards, I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive and the Moss Nissan Dealerships. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and their dealerships all have the You Serve, You Save program. Now, what that means is all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, pastors get preferred pricing on your certified pre-owned or new vehicle at Moss Nissan. Now, they also do one other thing that nobody else does. Now, the veterans, active duty military, first responders, as well as military family members, and pastors all get 15% off when you have your vehicle serviced at one of the Moss Family Automotive dealerships, whether it's Moss Nissan or whether or not it's the Moss Acura dealership. So think about that for a second. And you want one better? Here we go. You're looking to buy a vehicle? If you go to Moss Nissan or Moss Acura, walk in the door and tell them the captain sent you right away, boom, it's worth $500 off your certified pre-owned or your brand new vehicle. You get $500 off just by saying the captain sent me at any Moss Nissan or Moss Acura dealer. So let me tell you all about how to find them now. Okay, the Moss Nissan and Moss Acura dealership together is at 11001 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Very easy to find. Stop by, check them out. Also, up in Newport Richey, you've got at 19 and 54. Right there in the corner, the big Moss Nissan. Look for that great big huge flag up in the air. You'll see them. And then up in Crystal River, you've got Moss Nissan in Crystal River just north of the airport. But in all the cases, make sure you tell them the captain sent you because it's going to save you $500 off the purchase of a certified pre-owned or a new vehicle. And you also get your discount, You Serve, You Save preferred pricing on your certified pre-owned or new vehicle. And don't forget, 15% discount on your service, too. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, is back with us. A lot of stuff I had to mention there, my friend.
Hello there.
I'm right here. Hello there yourself. What are you doing? Drinking water on me? I'm telling you. You're probably drinking coffee, aren't you?
Absolutely.
All right, now, China, by a report coming from Breitbart, deliberately destroyed laboratory evidence. We kind of knew that along the course of things. And they have made the whistleblowers they've had, they've made them disappear. Now, they brought a doctor back that we hadn't seen in a while, about 2 weeks ago, and he came out for one day or so of doing some different interviews and talking, and we haven't seen him again.
Well, that's what they do. That's what communist regimes do. They destroy evidence. They hush people up who are telling the truth or who want to tell the truth. And this is what we're seeing right now. The Chinese are sort of in a catbird seat. We've allowed them to get away with this kind of behavior on many other issues for so long. We owe them a huge amount of debt. They buy our debt all the time, and we really put ourselves in a bad position by allowing China to get into this position that they're in. And like I said, this is what communist regimes traditionally do. You tell the truth, you're going to get in big heap of trouble, and you can get locked up or put away or whatever, and sometimes worse. But we have to put, the pressures on China. And, I don't know what you think about this, Captain, but it is my opinion that we need to just totally disengage with China. Maybe we can't do it all in one fell swoop, but we need to really disengage with China economically because it's not to our advantage to continue. And, we've got to bring our stuff back to this country, our manufacturing, our medical supplies, companies and everything.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to change. They are what they are. And us continuing
Now, here's the problem with doing that. It's going to take years to get our pharmaceutical companies back here in this country, years to get them back and get them retooled. But what we need to do is maybe move them in one step. We do have other neighbors, and I do mean neighbors, in the vicinity that would help us out. One of them being India, the other one being Vietnam. And go ahead.
I respectfully disagree, Captain. I know India is doing this. They've got a lot of land already set up to bring in these companies, but no matter how long it takes, we have to reset our economy. We've got to make it advantageous via tax reductions.
That's all true, but it's going to take years to do it. We can't just flip a switch. And by the way, we can't. And here's the other thing: we can't just pull the plug on China. And here's why. We're putting up another bunch of our bonds for purchase to finance all the different things we're doing with all this money that's out there in the trillions. Guess who's buying up those bonds?
I know.
China.
This is what I'm talking about. We continue to put ourselves in the hole like that. It may take years, but it's got to be done. It's got to be, you know.
Yeah, it'll be done. It'll be done.
It starts with the first step, and we got to.
It'll be done, but unfortunately, we can't just snap our fingers and do it. That's the problem. Now let's move over here to Texas, because this story with this beauty shop owner. I understand she had 19 employees working in that shop. Is that correct?
Yeah, at least 19. What a hero. She stood up to tyranny, and you know, she made total sense in her actions, as far as I'm concerned. The mayor was being just too draconian, and to lock her up and to put her in such a situation like that, a $7,000 fine. Thank God for the wonderful AG who went ahead and I think it's the AG or Lieutenant Governor who went ahead to pay
Lieutenant Governor Patrick.
Who went ahead and paid the $7,000. Draconian fine against her. This judge who did all this.
What's his name?
He's a very Moyer or whatever.
No, it's Moyer with an E and an apostrophe. Moyer, Judge Moyer.
Very bitter. But I do know that he's a very bitter, leftist, antagonistic individual who loves nothing more than sticking it to certain people. And he's getting his jollies off doing this. And it's power hungry, and he's going to get his, though. I think he's going to get challenged in the upcoming elections. A Republican woman is going to be facing against him, and I think that she has a pretty good chance.
To the people that are listening to me in Dallas right now, and we have an affiliate over there, to the people that are listening to me in Dallas right now, you need to vote this judge out of office. Remember this, Judge Moyer has got to go, and I don't care who's running against him. Anybody would be better than him. All right, we will talk to you on Tuesday, my friend.
Looking forward to it. Take care.
All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and in the words of Flip, there goes Ron Edwards. And I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. We've got our buddy Bo Browning calling in from the National Aviation Academy. We'll find out when they're going to start classes there. And I got some questions for him here. So he's going to get some questions. I'll be right back.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he's now backing away from his push to close down the coronavirus task force. It's already been meeting less frequently than before, and the president acknowledges his administration's suggestion on Tuesday that the task force may be closed down by the end of the month didn't go over well. He suggested the new direction of the task force will shift toward helping to reboot the economy and develop a vaccine.
I had no idea how popular the task force is.
The changing decisions shows how the administration is struggling with competing priorities, trying to lower the death toll and also the economic suffering. The former CDC director, Thomas Frieden, told a House panel that the virus fight is just starting.
There will be, tragically, at least 100,000 deaths from COVID by the end of this month.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy, and here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080. Or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. They've got one down here in Clearwater, Florida, and the other one up there in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. And joining us right now, we have Bo Browning with the National Aviation Academy. And good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
Now, the latest out of Massachusetts, this isn't school-related, but it is person-related, is as of today, everybody that goes out in public anywhere in the state of Massachusetts will have to wear a face mask at all times.
Yeah, that does not surprise me. Governor Baker up there has already said that he isn't planning on doing anything, I think, until May 18th. He's not going to make any decisions. You know, given the situation they're in and the way the populace is in Middlesex County, you know, it's probably a good idea for people to wear face masks.
Now, are you actually working from home? Is that what you're doing, or what are they doing there down here in Clearwater?
Well, actually, down here in Florida at our campus, majority of our employees are working from home. Myself and a few other employees have been going into the campus. We have been working, and that's because we're working under the essential services of portion of this. We're continuing to work on our curriculum. We're developing plans to reopen the school when we can possibly reopen. So I do go into the campus, you know, a couple days a week, but I'm not going in there every day.
And see, that leads me to a couple of questions that I've got already lined up here from some of your students. We've got one from Roger, who is a student down here in Clearwater, and he's saying that this is dragged down now for over 2 months, and he's concerned about whether or not he's keeping up with his courses the way he's supposed to online, which he's been trying to be real due diligent about it, but he said it reaches a point to where it takes longer and longer to get a response back from wherever it is that you got them going to.
Yeah, well, you know, for any of our students, you know, National Aviation Academy, you know, we're currently continuing to look at the online training portion. You know, is that really feasible for us? And I apologize to all of our students. I apologize to all the staff out there. I totally agree this has gone on long enough. I would love to get you back in the building as soon as possible, but unfortunately, I cannot make that decision. Governor DeSantis, in his phase step-by-step approach, he specifically said schools could not reopen. We're continuing to work with the state government and the local government to see if there's something we can do about that. There was an interesting article out about Pittsburgh Institute of Aeronautics that they have taught all they could teach online, uh-huh. And now they're having to possibly close their school down because, again, everybody that's in the Aviation Maintenance Technician School understands the Federal Aviation Administration requires you to do practical hands-on projects. And those practical hands-on projects must be performed in the presence of a certificate holder.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, there's only so much we could do online. And unfortunately, like I said, I apologize. I would love to bring the students back into the school. My best advice to all the students is continue to read your textbooks. And that's if you're going to National Aviation Academy or you're going to any other AMTS out there in the country, read those textbooks. It will keep you up to date. It will refresh the knowledge that you've already been taught. It will give you insight on the knowledge that you will be taught when you return. And please, I know that people are seeing a lot of things about the aviation industry out there. You know, the aviation industry is taking a hit. But the aviation industry will rebound. So hang in there. There is a good career. People will travel. It is a necessity of the world we live in. They will take air travel. It is the safest, fastest means to travel out there, and it will always be that way.
Now, we've got another question from one of our technicians that graduated from your school 3 years ago. His name is Tony. He's out there in Tempe, Arizona, and he says, just want to say hi to all my friends back there at National Aviation Academy. We got all kinds of work ahead of us here right now. We're looking at 1,700 aircraft here in front of us.
Absolutely. You know, it's no different. During the times of September 11th, you know, another unfortunate time in U.S. history, you know, the airlines parked a lot of aircraft, but you still have to maintain them. You know, eventually, you know, majority of those aircraft are going to come back into service. The ones that don't come back into service are going to be, you know, more likely leased or sold off to another country. The U.S. air carriers will buy new airplanes. So it's tough right now. There is work out there. I still get job offers. You know, I got 3 job offers yesterday in the aviation industry.
Oh, I bet.
You know, I've got way more experience than any of our students. I've been doing this for 30 years, and my particular skill set is in demand.
Mm-hmm.
But there are jobs out there. So everybody just hang in there. And you know, if you're unhappy with the way this is going, please call your local representative and your state representative,
yep,
and tell them, let's get back to work.
Yep.
It is time to go back to work.
And in your case, it's time to go back to school.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, our employees, our students, everybody needs to move forward in this country. It's contact your local and state representatives. The best thing I can tell you to do, if you're a student out there, contact the local and state representative in Massachusetts and Florida. Tell them you want to go back to school. You've invested time. You've invested energy. You've invested money. National Aviation Academy wants to train you. We want you to get back in school.
Good. And, folks, I'm talking to Bo Browning from National Aviation Academy over here in Clearwater. But you also traveled up to Massachusetts, too, so you're kind of like the rover, right?
Yeah, it's obviously been a while since I've been up to Massachusetts. You know, Jim Ives, who is my counterpart up there at that campus, he's the campus director / director of education. He holds the same title as I do. Me and him communicate multiple times a day. You know, he has a different, unique challenge in Massachusetts than we do down here in Florida. But, because the states have given the flexibility to run this, obviously Massachusetts has a little bit different problem. But again, up there, like Jim's talked to his students, the employees up there for National Aviation Academy, it's imperative. If the American public believes it's time for this country to go back to work, please contact your state and local representatives and express your opinion. Let's go back to work. Let's get the students back in school, because all schools in the country are in the same position as National Aviation Academy. All students need to reach out and say, it's time for us to go back to school. Let us be responsible for our safety. The schools have taken steps. We've got the guidelines. Sanitizing, disinfecting, face masks, gloves, glasses. We have all of that stuff available for all of our students and all of our staff. You know, we've took the CDC's guidelines, we took the state guidelines, and we've bought all the equipment, we've bought all the PPE, and we're ready to open. We just need people to support opening back up schools.
Okay, and folks, the number to call in Washington, if you want to call, the number is 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. Give them your zip code. You'll get your congressional representative, or at least someone in their office, and then tell them what needs to be done. Now, National Aviation Academy, find them online, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and schedule an appointment to take the tour, 800-659-2080. And Bo, we're coming up on our break here, so anything else you want to add?
No, everybody please hang in there. National Aviation Academy is working diligently. We're here for you, and we apologize not being able to get our students back into school. We are following the state and federal guidelines, though. So hang in there with us, please.
All righty. We'll talk to you again next week, so stay out of trouble if you can.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on, as usual.
You're welcome. Okay, that's Bo Browning, everybody. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. And together we can get these trade schools open so these guys and girls can get a job. You know, they're training to get a job. That's what they're there for. They're paying good money to be there. And they should be able to get their training and go off and do what they need to do. I'll be right back.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And now it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. For today, we're going to have a few clouds. Winds will be out of the west. Oh, about 10, maybe 15 miles an hour. Seas 1 to 2 foot with a light to moderate chop. Our Gulf and our Bay water temperature both stands at 80 degrees today. We had our high tide earlier, low tide coming 7:39. Have some scattered showers maybe during the course of the day, and I use the word maybe because it's all about being dry for a while until the humidity builds back up again. But the winds are going to kick around and go back out of the north, and when they do that, then we'll pick speed up to about 20 to 25 miles an hour. And, of course, that means that you're probably going to see some 3 to 5 footers out there with a moderate chop on the water. Now, the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our friends over at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is the largest franchise of all the franchises all the way around the country. We have 213 franchises located across America, And that gives you quite a big area in which to choose from, because when you join the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, you get reciprocity. You can travel anywhere the other locations are. Now, there's just nothing, nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water. And Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. Load up on plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, have a great time in the water with your friends and family, and sun sanitize too. Now, if you've had to scratch plans for that big foreign or domestic vacation, and maybe you were going to go across the country in your RV, your motorhome, rent one, or your family truckster, whatever, why not invest the money from that canceled trip into a Freedom Boat Club membership and enjoy our beautiful waterways all year long? Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all of the work. You just make your reservation, fill your cooler. In minutes, you're out on the water soaking up some of that beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing, too. So call Florida Boat Freedom Boat Club today here in Tampa. Their number is 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. That number can also be reached anywhere in the country if you want to find out about the Freedom Boat Club. Or you can go to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa. Remember, 213 locations across the country, reciprocity with all of them. You get 1 month free, special going on right now, of your membership and $1,000 off the one-time initiation fee. Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Very patiently waiting, and thank you for doing that. It's Todd in Tampa. What's up?
Boss, let's get down to business here, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to thank our governor for opening up. Be honest with you, I would know. I would have never shut down. I would have said when the left came to me, but I'm glad you opened up. And I'm going to say everybody's essential, the nail tech, everybody's essential. That I would have, when the press came to me and the St. Pete time, everybody said, oh, you're shutting down. I said, Donald, I said, listen, and I swore to uphold the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And nowhere does it say that I can keep people at home and confine. I'm going to tell the brothers in East Tampa that I got to keep you at home. I don't think so. Okay. But that's just me. Okay. Because it's not in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. I want to say Kemp and Abbott, God bless you. But Kemp, we're still voting for Doug Collins and Georgia Herschel. I'm counting on you to bring Georgia back for Donald Trump and the Republicans, okay? But we're voting for Doug Collins. God bless everybody. We've got to go to work here. You see the left, Madonna here, making $300 million, doesn't want capitalism. Way to go, Madonna. Way to tell everybody else that we can't be successful, but you and the left over there in Hollywood can make $20 million a movie off capitalism. Way to go. That's the left for you. They hate me. If you can't convince a Democrat to vote for Trump now, you'll never do it after these clowns have destroyed everything. God bless you. We got to get to work. We're calling on the Master Jesus Christ. And thank you, Captain. And let's stay strong and let's take the House back. You got a window of opportunity to get things right. Donald, put the gold standard back and get money to the American people. Let's go and cut regulation. God bless you, Captain. Peace.
All righty. That's Todd in Tampa. Now, while he was talking, I just got something sent to me here. Apparently, AOC is still up on her soapbox. You know, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's calling for a general strike across America. And she said that it's our responsibility to create the conditions. My God. All right, let's listen to what she had to say. Somebody just sent me this. I'm going to play it.
You know, there's a lot of people saying, you know, call for a general strike, call for a general strike. The majority of Americans don't know what a general strike is. And so our responsibility is to talk about it, expand consciousness about it, and to actually create the conditions in which working people can generate and really exercise their own power, the power that they already have for themselves.
You know, if that's not socialism, and I'll even go one stretch further, if that's not communism, I don't know what is. A general strike? When you've just gone through one of the biggest, and I don't want to use the word hoax, but I'm tempted to, let's just call it the biggest over-exercise in people that just went nuts and off the deep end by taking the worst case scenario and tossing it out there to everybody. You know, as a professional firefighter, as a person that was in emergency management for a combined total of 40 years, and I still am in emergency management, I might add, in a different capacity, but I'm still there. We trained for this stuff all the time. This was nothing new. We trained for this. Pandemics, biowarfare, chemical weapons, hazardous materials, all the time we trained for this. You know when it stopped? Under the Obama administration. They cut back and said, no, we don't need to do that. We're not going to have that happen. They're going to do a missile, this, that, and the other, or something, you know, along those lines. But they trained it. Because the last year that I did it, Obama was the president, we went at a table talk exercise, and then we went out and we did a disaster training response. And it was for a nuclear attack instead of what we just found ourselves getting. And make no mistake about it, this was an attack. Whether it was accidental or whether it was done intentionally, it was an attack on the United States and the free world. Now, the Chinese did what they did to themselves, but they lived to fight another day. So they didn't have it all that bad. Now, before we have to run for the day, I want to remind everybody about my buddies down there in Sarasota. That's Dominic's Wines and Decor, Domenick apostrophe S. Make sure you stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And, you know, when the big box stores sell you the shades, and they're made in Timbuktu or China too, all the blind shades and shutters that they sell at Dominic's are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, unlike the big box stores where you'd be lucky to get the super glue to hold the box tight on the shipment they send you. So remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number to call for an appointment, 941-922-2345. They'll come to you, or you can go to them, take a look at what they have to offer in their sales room, their showroom, because they got a lot of great stuff there. I've been in there a number of times, and you'll like it. Now, when you go in there, make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because you might get a shot at some of those super-duper pastries in the back room. That's Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks, south side of Clark Road. They got a great big 9-foot-tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too. So stop by and see them. You'd be glad you did. They're good, great people. They do a great job at what they do. And I think I'm going to have to stop by and get them to do something for me, too. We'll see. But anyway, I just got to figure out why I need to go down there. And by the way, I'm holding out because I think in June the 4th, we may be coming back down there to Mixon's Fruit Farm. At least that's the plan at the moment. We'll let you know as we get closer to the date. All right, coming up, many of these stations, you'll have your local shows and whatnot, but I will be back tomorrow at 0200 hours, that's 2 a.m. Eastern Time, all across the country with Tomorrow's News Tonight. Have a great day, stay safe, stay healthy.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.